Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
As systemic and economic challenges continue to impact how we plan for our futures, many have questioned what will be the innovations and ideas to break new ground in order to make a better tomorrow. At the Walrus Talks that's happening now, Sharon Yungueso, founder and CEO of Quake Lab Inc., explains why systemic problems can only be addressed with systemic solutions, and why the capacity to build, design, and implement with equity and justice is one of the most critical skills required in the job market today. Welcome to the conversation piece.
Hello, my name is Sharon Yungueso, and I'm the CEO and founder of Quake Lab. So whenever I tell people that I work in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space, I get this brilliant combination of a head tilt, a smile, and a knowing nod. I think I saw some just now. Amazing. The knowledge that about my career makes sense to people, not because I am an expert in systems designs and systems thinking, and not because I've been obsessed with history since before I could spell Renaissance, although in fairness, I still cannot spell Renaissance. Rather, it makes sense because I am Black and because I am a woman. For more than 5 decades, DEI has been positioned as a social, an ethical, or a moral concept that focuses on morally pushing folks towards behavior change. However, what we need to understand is that the circumstances we find ourselves in this moment, our current challenges, they cannot be addressed by a moral appeal. Systemic problems can only be addressed with systemic solutions. I'm so excited to be witnessing a slow but seismic change in my industry that gets us to focus less on identity as a prerequisite for this work and rather gets us to lean into technical skill. And, you know, what makes me excellent at my work, if I'm being humble, is my social science approach. So when I do my job, I start by understanding the specific challenge in front of me. Maybe that is pay inequity, maybe it's poor health outcomes, or perhaps it is attrition in product and service use. Then I work my way backwards. I try to understand the foundations of that system. Why was it built? Who was it built for? And what was the specific context in which it was implemented? From there, I tap into primary and secondary data to get an understanding of how the system is either failing or serving specific demographic groups. And using inductive or deductive knowledge, I try to test, and if I'm lucky, I try to confirm hypotheses I have about the current state of that system. Now, having this groundwork allows me to come to the table with some strong starting point about how we can redesign systems that aren't working for anyone, systems that are a little bit broken. But now here's that slow and seismic shift I talked about earlier. My team and I have been advocating for, and we've been privileged enough to witness, accountants, engineers, lawyers, doctors, just the gamut of professionals, start to embed equity into the very technical outcomes of their work, not as a second thought, not because the DEI committee made them, but literally as a technical skill. Let me give you an example. In about 2016, there were about 3 million healthcare workers in Canada. Around the same time, there were 1.5 and 1.8 million Black and Indigenous peoples in the country at around the same time. Black people and Indigenous people cannot be single-handedly responsible for course-correcting the historical inequities that have given us economic inequality, have given us poor health outcomes, and social unrest. It's more feasible, I would say, if those 3 million healthcare workers We're technically trained to practice equity as a part, as a skill in the actual practice of their work, in the actual performance of their work. And folks, luckily, this is where we are today. We're moving away from depending on compassionate people as our sole mechanism and moving towards building compassionate systems. When I first started doing this work, I was inundated with requests for DEI training. That usually looks like unconscious bias training or DEI training, which I actually don't do. These trainings are predicated on the idea that our silver DEI bullet is either diversification or general knowledge building. Thankfully, I no longer am asked to do that too much anymore, because what people come to me and my company and my team at Quake Lab for is usually either to help them rebuild and design equitable structures, or my personal favorite, to train professionals in how they can embed equity into, once again, the very outcomes of their work. We are rapidly moving towards a world where if you are unable to rigorously analyze systems of power, you are unable to seek and use disaggregated data, and you are unable to weave this context into the very core of your work. I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you this, especially on such a lovely day, but you are not, in fact, an expert in your field or in your discipline. So, sorry, everyone leave the room now. So, we're here, but how do we get further faster? First, we must continue to move towards an industry and national standard that prioritizes disaggregated data. This will give us the really critical information, the practical information about where we are now. Second, we need to take that data, an accompanying data narrative, and make it a requirement for industry expertise. This will give us what we need to understand how we got here. Then lastly, we must turn our predecessors and successors into the tactical process. We must train them in the tactical process of how they use equity to inform their practice and build that skill into requirement and into standard, so it's not ad hoc action, but necessary steps. This will give us the tools we need to get where we want to go. It's happening now, folks. The capacity to build, design, and implement with equity and justice is one of the most critical skills required in the job market today. Are you ready? Thank you.
Sharon Yungueso is the founder and CEO of Quake Lab Inc. and is among the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have been featured on the Walrus Talk stage. Subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform. And to register for upcoming events online or in a city near you, and to catch up on our archive of the Walrus Talks, visit thewalrus.ca/events.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.